Ion, do you agree that drug companies seem to have all the money?
Not anymore. They don't got as much money as those fruit farmers.
Why is that? Oh, you mean Apple. The Apple, okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that didn't go anywhere. So, here's the exciting thing, is that I decided to take a look at...
But now, wait a second. Oh, no, you're not getting out of it there.
Good.
What they're doing is they are concerned, since you have the generic meltdown, as it is, and this reposturing of your Medicare Part D program, which caps what they can sell the drugs for. So the only way they can make it is to put you on a lot of different drugs. So all they're doing is they are paying to play, so that they keep whatever it is on the forefront, keep enough drugs out there. Because, see, before Bob Dole, people didn't even know what erectile dysfunction was until they told them that there was such a thing as erectile dysfunction. And then all of a sudden, oh, you mean that's something I could have? Well, how about your yin? Can your yin get your yang going, or does the yang get your yin going? No, not so much. Well, now that I'm thinking about it, no, as a matter of fact, it isn't. Okay, well, let's make a pill to hopefully give you an erection lasting more than 6 hours.
Wow. Anybody get that?
Whoa. Wow, that's intense.
So that introduces a whole new campaign of information available, and then with that information available, then you too can have a cocktail if you go with Cialis, because if you go with the little blue pill, you can't have no drinky.
Right. Good safety tip.
Mm-hmm. Because if you're taking nitrates or thalidomides, you shouldn't do it either, because you could have an unhealthy drop in blood pressure. And just like your mother told you, if you go blind or you can't see or you can't hear, stop taking this drug immediately.